Is the Antichrist here on earth now, or is his presence in the near future?
Well, yes, I'm quite certain Antichrist is on the earth now. One reason I know that is if you go in your Bibles to 1 John 2:18, the apostle there writes, "Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know it's the last time."
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so even if 2,000 years ago, 1,900 years ago, in the time of John, he says there are many Antichrists, there certainly are still many today. Someone is probably wondering more, though, the main Antichrist that they think of in Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Is he in the world today? And my answer to that would be yes also. Because you read Revelation 17, and it talks about that beast power also in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, and Daniel chapter 8. This beast power raises his head several times. He's been fighting God's people. It's not just one man. The Antichrist means opposed to Christ. There's an organization that will be behind this individual. One more thought on that. We do have a lesson on what is the mark of the beast, and we have a lesson on the Antichrist. But I just wanted to add that in the same way God took on the form of a man to teach us the truth,
yes,
Satan argues that it's not fair, but that he should be able to in some way manifest himself to propagate his government. And I think at the very end, somehow he's going to impersonate Christ or manifest himself or possess a person, but in some way he's going to have a visible spokesman here on the earth that will be a great deceiver.